And it's good morning to EU Financial Services Commissioner Mairead McGuinness. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Áine.
Now, in the few minutes we've got left, you're fresh from the ploughing. One of the big talking points there, the EU Nitrates Directive and the ending of the derogation for most Irish farmers. Now, the Taoiseach has agreed to invite your colleague, the Environment Commissioner, to meet Irish farmers on this. But isn't the fact that there is no chance of the EU turning and changing its policy on nitrates now?
First of all, good morning again. It wasn't the biggest talking point at the ploughing. There were lots of other topics, uncertainty around land use, etc. But it was a topic. And I think it's been very clear, and Minister McConlogue with Commissioner Sinkevicius have been very clear about the derogation and the move back, which will impact some farmers, to 220. The discussion and the invitation to come to Ireland, that will happen. And there will be, I hope, a very good meeting between the, not just politicians, but also the farmers as well. And they've had access to the Commission.
Mm-hmm. But there won't be any change.
As far as I am concerned, and the discussion we've had at our level in the Commission, is that there won't be a change. What I think is really important, there's a figure of 3,000 farmers that might be impacted, and we need perhaps not to have this debated on the airwaves, but to look forensically at how many will actually be impacted and how we can mitigate the impacts. But the other side of this equation is water quality. And I think we do have to acknowledge that we all want good quality water, and all sectors have to contribute to providing to avoiding that there's any pollution of our waterways. So in one sense, a lot of the conversations yesterday was around how are we going to have sustainable food production, which means that we do continue to produce food, but also manage the natural environment. And for me, what was interesting, one of the busiest stands at the National Ploughing Championships was the Nature and Heritage stand, mm-hmm. With the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. And the conversations with farmers is their fear of the future because of the change that's required. And but what we are saying as a commission is we want to help farmers be part of the solution.
Okay.
We had a professor from UCC, Thea Hennessy, in Brussels this week, speaking to a farming conference. And she made the very valid point that, you know, there are costs involved in this transition. We need it to be just. And we need to have a conversation of how will these costs be borne by the food chain. We know that food price is a concern for consumers. So we do have to have a joined up debate. So while nitrates was a discussion point, I think the bigger issue of land use, so we're asking our land to produce food, to look after nature rightly, to have forestry, solar farms, carbon farming, and I think there's an intense discussion needed about how we allocate our land resource for the betterment of all of those things we have mentioned. And there will be a new strategic dialogue with farmers across Europe led by the Commission, and my colleague Mara Shefcovic and I will be involved in that, so that we have a pathway that removes some of the uncertainty and fear among farming families that also may be discouraging young people from farming. And we need to have that discussion to give direction and clarity.
Another talking point, Commissioner, at the ploughing and in Leinster House, the chances of a farmers' party succeeding, a party that would stand up for, as some would see it, rural Ireland against the green agenda. And this plays into, doesn't it, how popular Europe's Green Deal is going to be in next year's European elections, because the EPP certainly seems to believe there's votes in moving against it.
Well, I think what's very clear, since I've been involved in European politics and previously in journalism, farmers are not united. And I think that's very clear because of the different enterprises. There's less unity among farmers today than there was in the early 2000s. And that doesn't help farmers have a coherent voice. I don't think there should be a one party that has a voice for one sector. But of course, you respect what will happen and democracies allow for that. I think what we need is a good and honest conversation about how do we facilitate the change and how do we take away the fear and indeed anxiety that many farm families feel today. Because, and this was referenced at the conference this week by Thea Hennessy, professor in UCC, where she said farmers are tired and they're anxious about being targeted, that they're the problem when they want to be part of the solution. And frankly, we will not get the change we need around climate, around biodiversity loss and nature restoration if we don't work with our farmers. And the truth says, many farmers are already getting on with doing what needs to be done. Good news stories don't sell, but they should be told. And I found yesterday, maybe it was the sunshine, but people were in very good form. They were having their ice creams. They were having a chat about what's annoying them. But generally speaking, I mean, farmers are, you know, they farm alone a lot of the time. They deal with weather, which has been difficult this year, and volatility in input prices and commodity prices. And I think without them, we won't eat. So we need them to produce and to look after our environment. And the vast bulk of farmers will do that and want to do it better.
And a final question to you, Commissioner Mairead McGuinness. Do you want to stay on for another term as Ireland's Commissioner, or is that job lined up for Micheál Martin now?
I don't know if it's lined up for anyone. I've been very clear with the government and publicly that I'm willing to serve again, but I fully respect that this is a decision for the government. But I've made my view clear. I have almost 20 years' experience at the EU level, 16 in the European Parliament, and now I will have hopefully four as a European Commission. And I hope that, you know, stands for something. I have a strong portfolio around financial services, but also it impacts the agriculture sector on green finance, making sure we fund this transition. So, as I said, I've been very clear about that, but fully respect that this is a government decision. I've been very honoured to serve as a European MEP, firstly, and now Commissioner. And I hope that what I do, and the reason I'm at the ploughing always, is to bring the voices of rural Ireland and Ireland Inc. to the Commission table.
Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That's EU Financial Services Commissioner Mairead McGuinness, and we'll be back with the 9 o'clock news.